Folks without grateful folks in the house tonight. If you're thankful, get on your feet. Let's help God together with thank you. Thank you.
Welcome to Hawkins. Thank you. And now, the Chicago Mass Choir. God is my everything.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together like this.
Come on, put your hands together. Come on, let's do this.
That's it. We're gonna have a good time.
Oh, I want to see some feet stomping.
Yeah, look good time. Look good time, please. Come on.
Some hand clapping. Come on, get your shout on.
A little bass, please.
That's right. Gospel Exposure, baby. Coming to you each and every Sunday right here on The Buzz.
God is my everything. He's my joy.
He's my joy in
God is my everything. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to the Gospel Explosion. Hey, coming up right after this, Hope is Alive. Hey, doing the greetings, the scripture, and the prayer this morning is our very own Reverend Arnetta Carpenter. Right after this, the Williams Brothers. This has been the Gospel Explosion right here on The Buzz.
I like that, y'all.
All right, now.
I've had my share of heartaches, but I'm still here. Trouble, I've seen my share of trouble,
yeah.
But I'm still here. Bruises, I've taken my lumps and but I'm still here. Yes, I am. Loneliness, I've had my share of loneliness, but I'm still here. Listen,
through it all, I made it through another day.
Can anybody relate to that tonight?
I made it, yeah.
I made it through another day's journey. God kept me here.
Now I know somebody can relate to what I'm about to say now.
Lied on, many times I've been lied on.
Yeah.
But I'm still here. Thank you, Lord.
I had to bear so many burdens,
but I'm still here, yes. Dark days, I had my share of dark days, but I'm still here, yes I am. Disappointments, I've had so many disappointments, but I'm still here, yeah. Through it all,
I made it through another day's journey.
Woo.
God kept me here.
I don't know how you feel about it tonight, but I thank God that I'm still here.
I made it. God kept me here.
Let me tell you what it was, y'all. Listen.
Yeah. It's by the grace of God that I'm still here today. He was always there, no matter what came my way. A very present help in my time of need, standing right there, just to see about me. Oh,
I made it,
y'all.
Another
day's journey. One more day, y'all.
The
Lord kept his arms around me. It hasn't been easy, no.
I made it.
And I just want y'all to know that tonight,
I made it. Well,
yes, I made it.
I'm still here.
And a lot of folks said that I wouldn't be here tonight, but I made it. By the grace of God, y'all.
Yes, I made it.
I'm still here.
Yes, I am. I had to lay awake in the midnight hour sometimes, tossing and turning. All night long.
Yes,
have anybody ever had to lay awake all night long sometimes?
I'm still here.
Tears in your eyes.
wondering what the next day was gonna bring. But God kept it all around you. Yes, he did.
Yes,
you made it through your trials. You're still here tonight. Come on and let me see those hands and hands tonight.
Good afternoon. This is Reverend Arnetta Carpenter from New Hope Missionary Baptist Church, and I just want to shout God's praises. Here we are, the first Sunday in August, and it just shows us that he's brought us through 8 months, hopefully that we continue through the end of the year. But it's just a blessing to be able to come to you and talk to the listening audience and bring the word of God to you. I'm just so pleased and honored to be here today. But what I wanted to also share, God has done so many things for us, you know, brought us through these 8 months. And I want to talk to you about, because God, he is the king of the earth, you know, and I'm coming from, I want to read a scripture to you from Psalm 47. And it reminds us that God is the king of the earth. He's the king of everything. And it goes as this. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loves. God is gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God. Sing praises unto the king. Sing praises, for God is the king of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth on the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted. God is everything. He does everything for us. I get excited just sitting here thinking that the things that I've had to go through. But you know what? It's always good because it's Sunday morning. It's the first Sunday of the month. And God is with us all. We just don't take the time to sing his praises because we need to be shouting and singing. Every morning our feet hit the floor. God is great, and he is greatly to be praised. And at this time, I will go ahead and have prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, the maker of all our lives, I just want to thank you, Lord, for just sitting high and looking low and being who you are. Praise you, God, because it is you who made us, and it's one that keeps us going day in and day out, minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day, year by year. Thank you, God. Thank you for having us here on Hope is Alive, where we can bring a message to the world, because there are so many people who are hurting, so many things that are going wrong in the world, so many people that just don't know you, God. And we just want people to learn from this broadcast that there is someone out there that can turn to, you can turn to and just give your trials and tribulations to him. And I'm telling you, he is so magnificent. There's not a word in the English language, the dictionary, that can even describe him. That's how awesome he is. But God, I want you to be careful and look down on your people, because sometimes we don't give you enough credit, but you love us. You love us anyway. And that just makes me so happy that you look down on this black girl from Sioux City, Iowa. You look down on her. And showed her what life is all about, who you are. And then life just became better. God is so good. Even good, you can't even describe him, but I love the scripture that says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Lord, just be with those people who need you today. Let us be of disciples of you, that we can go out, even on this broadcast, and bring them to you. Let them know that you are there for them, that you are the answer to every prayer. No matter who we are, you are the answer. All they need to do, Lord, is just look to the hills whence cometh their help, and you're there. God bless everyone that's listening to this service today. God bless you. May God keep you, and make sure that the rest of your day and the week is His. Amen.
Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. I want to thank and praise you too. Your grace and mercy brought me through. Oh, in this moment, because of you, I want to thank you and praise you, your grace. A sinner like me to save the world. Salvation is free. There were times when I just didn't do right. Demanded that I should die, but grace and mercy said, oh no, oh no, oh no, we've already paid the price. You see, I once was blind, but thank God I can see. It was because grace and mercy came along and rescued me. Ah, your grace.
God. I believe that's the theme of worship today in many households of faith. Grace is amazing and grace is sufficient for us all. Praises be to the Lord our God. What a day the Lord has made. What a blessing it is that we know him in the pardon of our sins and can rejoice at the hearing of his name, at the testimonies of the righteous that he has blessed. We can say amen, amen, and amen. God is awesome, awesome. All righty, I draw your attention today to the prophecy of Isaiah, prophet Isaiah in the 49th chapter, verses 14 to 16a. But Zion said, the Lord has forgotten me. And my Lord, Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me, and my Lord has forgotten me. Can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, yet I will not forget you. See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. I want to use the theme, God has us in his hands. Israel at this time of Isaiah's prophecy is in captivity. The walls of the holy city have been destroyed, and Jerusalem is but a memory. The children of Israel were scattered about in the clutches of her conquerors. Isaiah brings his prophecy to a people whose morale is low, whose spirituality has lost its ability to provide any joy in the midst of sorrow. Psalm 137 poetically describes their condition. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For they that carried us captive required of us a song, and they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? Indeed, Israel in a strange land had learned to sing other songs and worship other gods. She was acting out of her sense of abandonment, believing herself to be forsaken and forgotten by God. Isaiah was told to comfort the people. Go and tell them, Isaiah, that I have not forgotten them. Tell them to look at my hands. I have graven them, says the King James language. I have carved them, inscribed them in the palms of my hands. The dictionary lists the synonyms for graven as carved, sculptured, or inscribed. So to be graven is to be deeply impressed or firmly fixed. For something to be inscribed means to mark in a durable or conspicuous manner. When God writes Israel's name in the palms of his hands, he's not writing with a pencil that has an eraser on the end. He's not writing with ink that can be washed away with the right solution. He doesn't iron the name on just to have it peel off over time. No, I have graven you in the palms of my hands. This is choice language. God speaks using images that mean something to the people he is talking to. They knew that God didn't have hands of flesh like theirs. But when they wanted to talk about God's power, they would talk about his hands. Hands meant a lot to Israel. In Genesis, to lay hands on a child was to bestow a blessing. In Exodus, hands were marked as a reminder of Israel's exodus from Egypt, brought about by the Lord's strength of hand. The phrase hand for hand meant to dispense justice. In Isaiah, to lay hands upon means to injure or kill. In Job, to lay your hand upon your mouth commands silence. To put your hands on your head expresses grief from injustice. And to kiss one's own hand is to demonstrate pride. In Leviticus, hands are lifted up to bless a multitude. And in Psalms, hands are outstretched to ask for help. In Jeremiah, God is at hand means that he is near. So you see, it is no small matter to Israel that God has graven them, inscribed them in the palms of his hands to say to them that they will never be forgotten. Israel had gotten to the place where having to bear the consequences of her sin against God, she thought God didn't want to have anything else to do with her. But that's how we are. That's not how God is. You mess up with us, and we will wash our hands of you for good. You get out of line with us, and we will file you away in our computer bank and carry that chip around forever. It's a rare occasion to have God throw up his hands and turn you over to the enemy. It is much more so the case that he has his hand stretched out, inviting you to restore a right relationship with him. Life for many has gone awry because they believe themselves to be forgotten. I don't care how independent you are, how self-sufficient you claim to be, how well you think you get along on your own. You're going to have a pretty dismal life if you have to journey on feeling like nobody cares about you. And that needs to be one of the primary ministries of our Christian fellowship, to let one another know they are being thought about and cared for. Sick folk will feel better if they know they are cared for. Widows and widowers won't be so lonely if they know they are cared for. Men and women in prison will think better of themselves if they know somebody cares about them. Backsliders may just come back if they find out they are not forgotten. People who believe themselves to be forsaken and forgotten will act out in ways that attempt to compensate for not having the caring attention that they need in order to feel like they are somebody. Some people compensate for rejection and feeling dejected and unloved by just being mean and ugly all the time, because they have found that negative attention is better than no attention at all. When you see the classic movie Boys in the Hood, there is one household where a single parent mother is raising two boys. One of the boys always carries a football and makes quite a name for himself in the local high school, attracting the attention of college scouts for an athletic scholarship. He's kind of easygoing, gets a lot of encouragement from his mother, not just for his athletic skills, but for academic achievement as well. He has a live-in girlfriend and baby that he treats with respect. The other boy carries a gun. Always carries a gun, has a chip on his shoulder the size of a log, treats women like a doormat, and stays in the middle of trouble even if he has to go looking for it. The only words that his mother has for him are of blame and rebuke. His only explanation for why he is as he has turned out is that he is the son who has been forgotten. Some of us think we have been forgotten because we have to bear unusual hardship. We take hardship to mean abandonment, as if God does not care what we have to go through. But God puts no more on us than we are able to bear. Even when what we have to go through is the consequence of our own doing, his hand is there to lift us from where we have fallen. And we should not be so spoiled by God's goodness and prosperity toward us that we can't handle anything but happiness. Listen to Paul to the Romans. We glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation works patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For whatever reason you may have been forsaken and forgotten by others, written off or cast aside, whatever the reason is that you have been left behind or treated like an unwanted child, know this morning, know this afternoon, know today and always that God has written you in the palms of his hand. That's why David could confidently say in Psalm 27, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. I tell you, he's got the whole world in his hands. He's got you and me, brother, in his hands. He's got you and me, sister, in his hands. He's got the little bitty babies in his hands. Because he cares for us, engraved us, inscribed us in his hands, he can't forget us any more than he can forget himself. Engraving us in his hands is better than tying a string around his finger, because a string could come off when he is engaged, as often as he is, in fighting our battles. Inscribing us in his hands is better than just trying to write us in a little space on an already crowded notepad of things to do on a given day. Being carved into his hands is even better than wearing a ring to remind himself of the covenant of promise he has with us to be our God and we his people. The ring could slip off if he decides to scoop up another valley or wave his hand through one of his oceans. God sent Jesus to show us his hands. In Jesus, word became flesh, so he could touch us with his hands. Those hands healed the sick and lifted up the downtrodden. Those hands held children. Those hands fed the hungry. Those hands comforted the sorrowful, and those hands drove peddlers out of his father's temple. In Jesus, God showed us his hands so we could see the love of God in action. God loved us so much, he let sinners bruise those hands so he could take away our pain, heal our hurts, take on himself our chastisement. He died with those hands nailed to a cross, blood dripping from the wounds. But when he got up in glorious power, the Father put all power of heaven and earth in those hands, and they became proof positive that Jesus is alive and well. I tell you, God has us in his hands, mighty hands, loving hands. Every now and then, he has to tighten his grip when we start to slip away, but we are secure in his hands. Every now and then, he rocks me. He rocks me to sleep when trouble would keep me awake. Like clay on a potter's wheel, I'm in his hands. And the work that he is doing on you and me, the word says he's going to do his work until the day he comes. God has us in his hands, I tell you. You and me, brother. You and me, sister. He's got the whole world in his hands. And may he keep you today, ever, and always in his hands and in his care. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I invite you today to get into your Father's hands through faith in Jesus Christ, through belief in the Son, who is the Savior, and the Holy Spirit, who is his promised reality in our lives today, his promised presence with us, proving how faithful God is to never leave us alone. All you have to do is call upon him with faith, believing that he is who he says he is, and can do for you what he's done for others, and that is to give us new life in him, because we confirm that we are convicted in our hearts that we believe by faith he is the one sent to be the Savior of the world. We invite you to share in our fellowship of worship, of praise, and service at the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church, 1575 West 17th Street in San Bernardino, California. Our church website is www.newhopembc.org, and we would love to have you call or come by to let us know that you have received Christ as your Savior and are now part of this family of faith. We can be reached at 909-887-2526, 909-887-2526. Blessed be the name of the Lord, and glory to his name. Hallelujah and amen. Not only do we invite you into the family of faith, but inasmuch as you reply or respond to that invitation affirmatively, positively, accepting Christ as your Lord and Savior, you become a part of the family of the disciples of Jesus Christ that he invites to come to the table of blessing, the table of the Lord's Supper, which is our fellowship of sharing in the body and blood of Christ that reminds us of his life, death, and resurrection, and that renews our commitment to be a follower of the Lamb. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning at verse 22, there is this reading for the church, this reading that speaks to the fellowship of believers coming together to remember our Lord Jesus and what he's done for us. For I have received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you drink, as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes." If you have bread or crackers, fruit juice to share in this fellowship of the saints of God, you may gather them to yourselves, and we can partake of the body and blood, the sign and symbol of the reality of the Word being made flesh and sacrificed for our sins. Glory be to God. The Word says further, "Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body." That means, friends, that we are called to examine ourselves, but it means we don't have the privilege to judge ourselves. Judgment belongs to God alone. We are assured in the Word of God that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. As you have these elements gathered to you to celebrate in the Lord's Supper, we pray their consecration for the purpose for which they have been, that they will be received today. Lord God, bless this sign of the body, this sign of the blood. Bless, Lord God, these common elements that we use to remind ourselves of how common and how extraordinary, how miraculous a grace we celebrate today. In the name of Jesus, let us receive the body. Let us receive the bread. Lord God, we take this bread as a sign of your crucified flesh, as faith that you indeed came among the children of men to show the love of God. My saints, my friends, my family, let us receive the bread together. Thank you, Lord, for the word. Thank you for the body. Thank you, Lord, for the sacrifice. Holy is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Now let us receive the cup. the cup of blessing, the cup that is a sign of the blood of Jesus poured out for our redemption. It is poured out, meaning it is shed on purpose. It is shed with a purpose, and that purpose is to cover the multitude of our sins. Let us drink together. In the name of Jesus, we receive this drink offering, Lord God, with thanksgiving that the blood has never lost its power. May it have the power to transform us, power to cleanse us, power to draw us nearer in communion with you. We receive both elements, Lord, with thanksgiving in the name of Jesus. Go in peace, saints, and the power of the Lord rest upon you. The peace of God dwell in you always. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.